You're listening to Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Eye on the Ball. I'm Steve Rivera, and you're listening to 1030 The Voice. Welcome to Thursday's show. We have a full show today. Outside of my first 10 minutes here, talking to my guy. What's your day name today, sir?
My day name? I have a night name I didn't even know about.
You have, right now, it's kind of the dusk name. What is it?
I'm just going to go with Tom.
Tom is fine. How are you, Tommy? Guess what's going to happen this weekend? Guess what's not going to happen this weekend?
The Wildcats football team won't be playing, so they won't lose.
Wow, see, you're starting to think like me. That's scary, Tom, but that's exactly what I was going to say. See, you're getting some humor in your life. That's good.
Well, coming from you, that's quite a compliment.
Oh, yeah, I thought I was going to say, coming from you, it doesn't mean a darn thing. Arizona's not out playing this weekend, so that's good for them. They're not going to play. But basketball played last night. We'll talk a little about that before we get into our guest. At 6:15, we should have John Mordich, a good friend of mine, an old good friend of mine, who worked at the Tucson Citizen and did a great job of covering the University of Arizona football team for the paper before it folded. I want to get his take on what's going on today and how it compares to when he covered it, when it was really kind of chaotic under the Makovic years. He covered Stoops too and all that stuff, so he did a great job. So I just want to pick his brain and talk a little about the good old days like I usually do. At 6:30, we're going to talk to Walt Ruff, the PR guy for the Tucson Roadrunners. I saw your little promo for the Roadrunners this weekend. A couple of games Friday and then Saturday.
Yeah, they're playing Stockton, California. These will be big games It's going to determine who's going, after the dust clears, who's going to be on top in their divisions. Mm-hmm. They're in the same division.
Well, of course, he's going to say they're big games. Can you consider them big games in the first early month of the season?
Well, I mean, they're both playing well, Stockton Tucson. Yeah. They have winning records, so
good.
If they want to maintain that kind of play and being up in the standings,
got to do it.
Then Tucson's got to beat Stockton, or Stockton is going to think they have to beat Tucson. So
okay, and then
for
at
what it's worth,
6:45, we're going to talk to the Sugar Skulls. They threw a curve at me real quick. The Sugar Skulls coach, the new coach, Dixie Wooten, will be calling in to talk about some things going on with them. They have a lot of good players coming in. These guys are doing their homework, doing a lot of good things. Who knows? Maybe Arizona or Tucson will have a title contender this coming year.
He's been a successful coach in the Arena League, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're bringing in some pretty good talent. They've got a lot of people signed already. They're going to have a big tryout this weekend. That's what he's calling about. I had Jay Gonzalez scheduled on first, and then he said, hey, we got coach. Let's do coach first.
Are they inviting walk-ons? You're going to go?
Yeah. I'll go to deliver water. I'll deliver water. I bruise easily, Tom.
Oh,
I bruise easily.
Well, at my age, so do I.
I was moving a thing over the weekend or 2 weekends, something big, and ran into something. God, my arm started to bleed. God, I feel like a prune.
Don't look at my skin. I have to look at it myself, so that's enough.
Yeah. But it's funny. It's just age, man. You know, the Father Time is undefeated.
This is true.
Yes.
This is true.
Anybody wants to call him, please do, 790-2040. We have like 5 or 6 minutes left. But last night I was pretty impressed. If anybody saw my column on Fox Sports, I used to work for Fox Sports, AllSportsTucson.com. I was really impressed, like everybody else was, with Zeke Nagy. I think I have his new nickname. Zeke's for me. Zeke the Freak.
So, what were your takeaways from the game?
They played well. Let me say this. Okay, I'll start at the beginning. They played NAU, so give this a little levity or whatever word you want to use, but NAU is not good. So they played really well against a bad team. You'd expect that to happen. They won. I said yesterday they averaged like 42 points of victory over NAU over the last few years. It was like 59 this time, 49, whatever it was this time. So it was not a good game, but they played well. They went up and down, which I think that is great. Sean Miller, if there's one criticism I have of him, it's I wish he would play fast more often. They did last night.
He let him play full court.
He did.
He didn't have them looking to him once they got across the timeline. So what the play setup is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
They just went with the flow.
Did you see the game?
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, so that's good. You're exactly correct, which is a good thing.
Yeah, he was letting the point guards dictate what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Pace and tempo,
hope that this is not just a test game for that. I hope that this is the new Sean Miller.
Me too, because it'll be more fun to watch. And
because this team against NAU looked like an entirely different team that we saw against Chico State. They didn't seem very comfortable yet with Chico State. Last night, boy, they were playing a lot more
Chico
comfortable.
Chico State's better than NAU, so, but that's one thing, and they had Najee back. Obviously, Devin Retrieve's not back yet. It'll be a while before him to return.
But, and he's one example. Well, no, he played, didn't he play?
Devonair?
No. Is Najee a freshman?
Yeah.
Or a transfer? Okay. But don't overlook Coloco. Although he's only played basketball, for 4 years?
Yeah, no. I think he's going to be fine,
kid from
too.
Is he from Cameroon, I think?
Yeah, he's...
I'll tell you what. There's a lot of upside to this guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody has... I asked that question last night to Sean. He really didn't answer it. But they all have upside, sir.
Oh, certainly.
They're 18, 19 years old. He has a future ahead of him. I think you have your future ahead of you.
But I didn't see anybody that I would say, oh, he's a work in progress.
They're all work in progress. You don't think so? Coloco's not a work in progress?
Well, he is, but he's not like...
take your time.
Who was the kid from San Diego?
Chol?
Yeah. That was a work in progress.
I'm sorry. That's sad. I'm starting to read your mind. That's not good.
Yes. All right. Well, how about this one? If you had to pick one of the guys last night that you saw to be the guy to handle a ball in the last second of a close game, the last seconds of a close game, which of the guys on the court last night did?
Of anybody?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Well, I think his reputation...
We're looking for a go-to guy.
I get the question. I would have said Mannion beginning of the year. I'm going to say Baker.
Baker. I agree with you 100%.
A veteran, a guy who's been there, kind of blah, blah, blah. Baker. And I say this reluctantly, Hazard. Two.
Hazard is an alternate, but Baker's the guy at this point in time, in my mind. He sees what's going on in the court. He sees where the opportunities are, and he attacks. So, right now I think he's the go-to guy.
Tom, I think that you and I have spent too much time together. We're starting to think alike. You're scaring me.
It doesn't bother me.
Well, it bothers me. Hey, let's take a break here. We got about a minute or two before we come back and talk to Moritz on the other side here on 1030 The Voice. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera, your host. And now on the phone, we have John Moritz, a good friend of mine from my Tucson Citizen days. How are you, John?
I'm ready to push the panic button, Steve.
Are you? You and a few others in this town, but it's funny for me or ironic that it takes me to have a radio show to talk to my good old friend because you never call or write.
Well, I'm trying. We're now on the best radio show in the state, so let's talk sports.
Hey, so have you been paying attention to what's going on here on the football program?
I try not to. Not any longer.
Smart man. I know you're no longer in the business, but one of the reasons I have you on is because you covered a team that was in turmoil, that the program was probably at its worst, at least in the last 20 years, under Makovic, and it was kind of like a mutiny. How bad was it back then?
It was, I got to deal with Coach John Makovic and then Mike Stoops. So, it was an interesting time, lots to write about. And it was a case where nobody knew really what was going on. People were upset, and then they started not caring. It's a case where apathy came in, bad decisions were made, and the mutiny of John Makovic and then Mike Stoops kind of propelled things for a couple of years and got some enthusiasm, some excitement. But honestly, I do pay a little bit of attention to UVA football. But people I talk to, they could care less about UVA football. And that's kind of what it got to at the end of the John McVay days, is that people went from outrage, you know, make some moves to, all right, you guys are just settling. And honestly, from the people I talk to around here in the Valley, it's kind of the same way. It's like, okay, they're not going to change anything. Why should we pay attention?
No question. In fact, that's the same feeling that we get down here is, and you can see it in the attendance is, they're announcing 36. There's about 30 realistically.
And that's the way it was with McAvick too.
Right.
At the end there. Nope. You know, they would announce more as they always do, but yeah, no, I mean, people want to cheer. I mean, the UVA fan base and living here in the Valley, I see, you know, I had to deal with the Sun Devil fans, you know, all and everything that kind of goes with that. You know, UVA really does, they want a winner. They want to try to support a winner, but I honestly don't know if they see that they're getting that support or people that are trying to make the program as good as it can and should be.
Right, right. So do you see a spattering of fans up there, I'm sure, UVA. There's a lot of them.
I do.
There's a lot of UVA fans, right? Yeah?
Oh, without a doubt. And here's something funny. The day after the UVA opened the season and lost to Hawaii, I wore UVA hats. I can wear UVA memorabilia now that I'm not in the media world. You know, I'm a UVA grad. I was in Disneyland, and then 2 days later, I went to Universal Studios for a nice family vacation. And no lie, I got six people came up to me in those 3 days wearing my UVA hat. Three of them making fun of me, and two of them were talking about the embarrassment of losing Hawaii, and then the whole FBI investigation with the basketball program. And these weren't just ASU fans, you know, me wearing my UVA hat in Phoenix. This was an LA area, and the reputation in those 3 days of the UVA, based on this little splattering of people talking to me, was unbelievable. And it's kind of sad as a UVA grad and someone who covered the UVA sports for 25 years. It was like, wow, this is what people want to talk about, and that's all they want to talk about to me.
Exactly.
And this is in California.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's funny because I don't know this program. Everything's changed since we've been gone. The paper's been done for 10 years. You and I were at that building like every day. People in that building knew exactly who we were. We were there writing stories, mostly positive stories because that's what we do. Maybe a negative story here or there. Now, we don't stay in that building. We don't even know. No one knows who the heck we are, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying that, but it's like no one gives a darn. It's sad.
Well, it is sad, and honestly, it's journalism changing though too. I mean, we talked about in our days. I mean, you were covering UVA basketball, I was covering UVA football. We would do 12, 14, 15 stories
a week
at minimum a week.
Yeah.
A week.
Mm-hmm.
We'd do player features. Talk to their parents. Talk to, you know, their neighbors, their high school coach, and we could honestly do a great deal of kind of advertising for the program,
pretty much, yes.
What these guys were like, the players were like, the assistant coaches were like, and you were able to, as a fan, to kind of relate with, you know, just throwing out a Nico Mannion more than just what he is, or, you know, a McDonald's All-American. You kind of got a feel for what he was like, what he's doing, you know, just a little bit about his personality. I just throw Nico Mannion out because I watched the basketball game last night. But now, you know, I'm here in Phoenix. I don't know what these people are like. I don't know what these players are like. Features are just not even there anymore. And it's not just at the U of A. It's everywhere. The restrictions and the way social media and the blog and so forth. But I think that's the sad part, is that you can't relate with guys that you're going to the football games or basketball games trying to cheer on anymore because you don't know who they are.
Yeah, no question. I say it's pretty simple. You know, I'm not the smartest bulb or the brightest bulb in the tree, but I am a bulb in the tree, and I know people. If you do stories, positive, mostly positive, you know, we're positive people until we can't be. That it is free advertising. You get to know who the people. They don't care. It boggles my mind. And then and Sumlin, you know, I don't know him. I talked to him a couple times with the group. Yada yada. Who cares? We're not allowed to talk to the freshmen. It makes no sense to me.
It really doesn't. And, you know, I don't know the full restrictions that you had there. It was starting as I was ending and the citizen days were ending. You know, you didn't have the access that we once had. But, you know, honestly, 90% of the stories that we wrote, even during the McVay Stoops days, were positive. And that was with teams that were being blown out by 40, 50 points, and nobody wanting McVay there, and people kind of questioning, you know, Stoops's ranting and raving on the sidelines. But, you know, it's just been a case. It's changed, so you can't relate with it. And, you know, I think it's kind of a sad state of affairs because I think it does help a fan base. I think it does help, obviously, media outlets. You know, people like reading The Citizen for stories on the Mike Bibbys and not just what they did on the court.
Yeah, no question. That's why you're right. Journalism has changed. I'm not thinking for the better, but it's more of it's surely not as transparent. That's for darn sure.
No, it isn't. And honestly, you know, if you're going to restrict anything, I mean, I remember, you know, the day of the McVick and the whole time where, you know, he made them have a ticket to have dinner before a football game. You know, everybody was open. The locker room was open to talk to anybody and everybody. And this was literally during a mutiny of the program and players going to the president's office and trying to get him fired and so forth. And we still had access to everything. And honestly, it was a fun part of, you know, being a journalist back then, because, you know, you had to talk to people. You got sources. You backed up sources. You made sure everything was correct as it can be. And, you know, the access was unbelievably good. And people knew what was going on.
So it's been 10 years. That was like in 2003-ish, I think, 2004. I can't remember because I didn't cover football back then. But it was about that time, right? 2003, 2004?
I took over the football beat on 9/11. 9/35, 9/11 is when I officially took over the UVA football beat for The Citizen. So obviously it was a momentous day, and so that was the day that I became a full-time UVA football beat writer for The Citizen. I had done football, obviously, for Cat Tracks before that, and the newspaper before that. So, yeah, it's been a while now, and, you know, I miss reading the paper or going online and seeing stories.
I was just going to say, but do you miss being a journalist?
Yes. At times I do, but I don't know if I would like it as much or nearly as much as what we used to. I mean, I'm in the real world now, and I'm a retail manager of an at-home home decor store that, a quick little plug, it will be having a store in Tucson in late January. But
good, yeah, they can sponsor.
Yeah,
I need a sponsor.
What?
I need a new sponsor.
You need a sponsor? I will talk to people about that. It's a great store. I've been here for 9 months after 9.5 years at another retail outlet. So, but yeah, I do miss it. I do miss the sports. I miss the camaraderie of a newsroom. And honestly, of coaches and athletes. I mean, the other day I was watching SMU and Sonny Dykes. I absolutely thought the world of Sonny Dykes as an assistant coach at the U of A. And, you know, his offensive didn't flourish a lot at the U of A, but he was a class guy. And I like seeing people like that succeed. And, you know, yeah, they lost the other night, but he's got his program going right now for them. But there's a lot of quality people in the sports world, the sports administration that you like. But, you know, now it's almost like afraid to talk to anybody.
And you miss me. You forgot your little list there, and you missed me.
I missed you. I always miss you, Steve. I miss our trips. Just give me the keys to the car so I go to the hospital.
One of these days we'll have to get you on the show and talk about that trip, because that was a fantastic story.
It makes you sound really good and sympathetic.
People know I'm not sympathetic. They would understand. Hey, good to hear from you. I just want to kind of put perspective on what's going on now to compared to then. It's kind of hasn't really changed. People in here in town and here in the valley apparently, you know, want to care. They just don't get a reason to care. We got to take a break here though, but thanks for coming on.
No problem. Anytime you want me, Steve, and you can talk to me outside of the airwaves as well.
Okay, thank you. Take care. Be safe.
Have a good night, Steve.
All right, thank you. Hey, Mr. Tom, let's go take a quick break here and come back and talk to Walt Ruff of the Roadrunners here on 1030 The Voice. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera, your host. And now on the line we have Walt Ruff, the PR guy at the Tucson Roadrunners. Good afternoon, Walt. How are you?
Steve, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it as always.
Of course. Good to hear from you. You guys are rolling and doing really, really well. Congrats. How are things outside of the ice?
Oh, thank you so much. First of all, we're really excited. I mean, I guess I have to, I know the question was off the ice, but I guess I have to talk a little on the ice first, right?
Yeah.
League leading 8 wins. We're certainly very proud of that. Nobody else in the Western Conference can say that, and we're thankful for that. We're looking to extend that this weekend. We're 4-0 and weekend ice. at Tucson Arena, and we're looking to make that 6-0 this weekend.
I would be remiss if I didn't say who sponsors your show, the IRA Resources. IRA Resources, Tony Bathy and his group there, thank you very much. You guys have done fantastic in drumming up off the ice, probably a lot of publicity, one, and two, a lot of fan base-ish.
Yeah, we feel, you know, we're always very thankful for the support we do get at Tucson Arena. And, you know, I know we've gone over this topic before. It's really not lip service with, you know, you've been inside Tucson Arena before. It's not the biggest venue in the AHL. So getting the amount of people we do in there does make an impact, truly, to our guys. Sometimes it's just a very thin panel of glass separating the crowd from our players and our coaches. And they often say how much of an impact that does make when, you know, the building's full there at the TCC, and we're looking forward to doing that again this weekend. We've got College Night on Friday and Military Appreciation, which is always one of our biggest nights of the year, coming up on Saturday. So we can't wait to push capacity again.
Yeah, in fact, I think you have a couple of tickets ready for us for Saturday or Friday, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so let's do that. Well, anybody wants to call in 790-2040, please call in. First caller will get those two tickets for one of the days, and they can maybe give a quick question to Walt if you have one. And Walt answers and knows everything about that team, that great team. It's funny, you know, Tucson, and you've been here long enough now, Tucson loves winners. And if you're winning, they're going to show up. And do you see that?
Exactly. Oh, 100%. You know, I was thinking about going in all afternoon. I was excited to come on the show tonight, and I knew that line was either going to be thrown around by you or I at some point. It's so true, though. I mean, everybody wants to feel like they're a part of a winning culture and a winning environment. And, you know, as I had just said, with, you know, our building being nice and it's got a low ceiling, and our fans truly are a part of that process. So we'd like to think that they feel like they're, you know, impacting and leading our guys to the win most nights. And we want to keep that train rolling. Why not? Right. And exactly as you said, everybody wants to be a part of a winning product. We're 4-0 at Tucson Arena on weekends this year, and looking to keep that statistic going this weekend.
Again, if you have Friday and Saturday, give me the Friday again and then the Saturday.
Friday, College Night, we have a special ticket package available for students. It contains one ticket, two drink vouchers. They can be used on either alcoholic or non-alcoholic beverages. And you get to select a giveaway item of either a rally towel or a cowbell for just $25. So again, you get a ticket, two drink vouchers, and a giveaway item for $25. We feel like that's a pretty decent deal. And then we've also got a ticket package. You're going to have to act fast on this one. The University of Arizona men's club hockey team is also at home this weekend. They've got a couple big games. As a matter of fact, they're playing tonight. They're playing tomorrow afternoon at 1:00, and then we play at 7:00. If you'd like to attend both tomorrow, we've got a special ticket package for just $30. You can go to both. Values around $50 on that one, so nice savings there as well.
I was not aware that kids in college drink beer.
But hey, you know what they say, Steve, you learn something new every day, right?
I must have missed that class. Hey, so you, it's been like 4 weeks. I think this is the fourth show with the IRA Resources Group. You gave me the head coach. Gave me the assistant coach, and then I had Mr. Denny, and then now you. I mean, the assistant coach, the head coach is the head coach. You know, he's very formal, very, you know, very head coaches. And then the assistant is kind of like the, you know, hey, yeah, don't worry about it. We got this. True? Am I pretty accurate in my observations?
No, I think that's very accurate. We feel like we've got a good mix over there in the hockey operations hallway. Our head coach, Dave Verity, is very meticulous. You know, he's thoughtful.
You need that guy. You need that guy.
Exactly. And we're sure thankful we have Jay. You know, as you know, this is our first time in franchise history having the same head coach twice. And I think, you know, just diverting from that point a little bit, we're really starting to see the benefits of not only that, having Jay as our head coach for the second straight year, but the amount of returning players from last year's roster. I think those are two huge factors as to why we've gotten off to the start that we have. You know, any sports team that you return, I mean, look at some of the, and this is a stretch of a comparison, and perhaps I shouldn't even go down the path, but, you know, think about some of the most successful teams at each level. And, you know, the New England Patriots, well, they've had Bill Belichick and Tom Brady forever. You know, and a lot of that is the charisma and the chemistry of a certain dynamic. And, you know, by no means, again, am I guaranteeing a dynamic or a dynasty here in Tucson with us, as much as we'd love that. But we're thankful that we have the pieces to the puzzle to even, you know, talk about it this year, right? I mean, for the past couple seasons, it was, okay, new head coach, new group, new head coach, new group. Well, now the ball, as you said, the ball's rolling because we've got the same head coach. We've got that familiarity amongst the roster. And we really believe that's why we've gotten off to the 8-3 start we have.
That said, 8-3 start, I just lost you. I had a good question. You know, sometimes I'm a little too old there, Mr. Walt Ruff.
That's all right.
It'll come back to me. It'll come back to me. Playing at home, yada, yada, which is great. And it'll come back to me. It'll come back to me.
But that's okay.
So it's a lot of fun. Obviously winning brings that to you. I think one of the things that we talked about in February was that long road trip. So what you have to do now is kind of like be like a squirrel, gather up those victories, because you never know what's going to happen on that road.
Yeah, exactly. I forget which one, if it was either our head coach Jay Verity or assistant coach Steve Potvin, or perhaps even maybe Adrian last week, but one of them made the analogy. It's kind of, you know, you want to stack the wins while you can, right? Mm-hmm. It's always a little bit more better or a little bit easier on the team when, you know, you're not playing from behind, or when you're looking at February and March and thinking, okay, we got to make up 5 games. Obviously right now we're 5 games out ahead of 500 and we want to keep it that way. So, that's the plan of the group. You know, the hot starts really can go a long way. It's sure, it sounds good right now, but it can sound even better in January and February.
Now I know, I remember what I wanted to say is, so early in the season, 11 games in, a lot of transactions up and down, or I'm sure if there hasn't been, that helps too with some camaraderie, with chemistry, stuff like that.
Definitely. We've seen quite a bit of a revolving door in terms of some personnel. Now, thankfully, it's been a little bit more spaced out than last year. For example, this time last year, we were starting to lose some forwards up to the Coyotes, and some that at the time we had no idea we'd be losing for the remainder of the year. But we've had guys go up, come down. And again, that's our role, you know, as serving as the quote unquote AAA club. You're going to have that happen. Every single team goes through it. It's not an excuse for anybody. Our coaching staff will be the first to tell you that. But we have had a decent cast of, for example, Kyle Capobianco going up. He's played 6 NHL games. He scored his first NHL goal this season, and he's also played 3 games with us. Our captain, Michael Chaput, went up just before last weekend, picked up a pair of wins without him even being in the lineup. So a big testament to the coaching staff, really, the fact of, okay, you lose a guy, it's next man up, next man in, go out. Everybody knows the system, and that's the way it goes.
Yeah, no question. So it's a lot of fun. You, what's happening after this weekend? Back on the road?
Yes. Next Friday and Sunday, we're currently in the midst of an 18-day stretch where we only see either the Stockton Heat or the San Jose Barracuda, and those are the AHL affiliates for the Calgary Flames and the San Jose Sharks. So it's developing really a nice little rivalry, per se, and you know, further incentive for some folks to come on out this weekend. Our forward Michael Bunting was doing some post-game media for us after last weekend's game in San Jose, and he said it really starts to kind of feel like playoffs. You start to hate the other team a little bit, but when you're playing the same opponent so many times in so many days, that's the way it goes. And definitely has built up a nice little extra oomph for this weekend. Stockton is right there with us for first place in the Pacific Division. So whoever takes this weekend is going to come out in sole possession of first place. And hopefully, you know, we know it's going to be a show for the fans at Tucson Arena. Like I said, we're really excited, especially about Saturday night's crowd for Military Appreciation. And we're really just looking forward to getting going, as we are every weekend at Tucson Arena.
Right. In fact, my colleague here, Tom, had asked, I think, Adrian, who were the who was the natural rivalry, and I don't think he said there was one. But I think Stockton, and Tom brought this up earlier, these are big games because it is Stockton, and you're vying for the first place right now.
Definitely. And Stockton's a good team, and we played them last Saturday night at their building. Won 4-3 in overtime. It was an absolutely thrilling game, back and forth between two teams. The teams play a little bit of different styles too, which always makes for that much more of an intense matchup. Stockton's kind of a little bulkier, a little heavier. We're kind of more on the skilled side. But it makes for good hockey. And, you know, it came down to a waved off goal with 40 seconds to go in the third period. And then all of a sudden we scored 25 seconds into overtime. So it was really captivating hockey, and we're looking for more of the same here again this weekend.
Well, Mr. Walt Ruff, thank you for coming on. We'll see you here Friday, Saturday. I'll give you those names in the morning. Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely. Anytime. And we're looking forward to having our winners out.
Okay, super. Good to hear from you, Walt. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate it, as always.
Great, great. Thank you. That was Walt Ruff, the PR guy for the Tucson Roadrunners. A big weekend of hockey this weekend at the TCC. If you have a chance, please go. We still have those tickets, I think. Maybe someone's calling now, but if you'd like, please do. We're going to take a break here in a second and then come back and talk to Coach Dixie Wooten here for the Tucson Sugar Skulls. Welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera, your host. And now on the phone, we have the Tucson Sugar Skulls coach, new coach, Dixie Wooten. Coach Wooten, how are you?
I'm good, Steve. How about yourself?
Fine, thank you. How's Tucson treated you, I think, maybe 2-3 months now? Yes?
Yeah, Tucson's been good to me. You know, just get to relax, enjoy this good weather, and you know, and just enjoy the people.
Let's not go back there, but let's go back there. If you had not been hired here, you would be somewhere cold, I assume?
Yes, of course. So this was the best place to be.
That's where I wanted to go. Welcome to heaven. Welcome to heaven from now until July or June.
I'm telling you. Until it gets too hot, dude. I'll be trying to be inside, dude. See?
You're just going to turn into a snowbird. take off during the hot and come here for the nice time. Good. Hey, I know you have a big deal going on. Well, first of all, I know you guys have been unbelievably busy chasing some great talent, and you have found a bunch of it so far.
Oh, most definitely, man. You know, it's a lot of guys across the nation that want to play football that has a lot of talent. But you know what we do is we go over and beyond. We go everywhere. We talk to every agent. We turn every rock to try to make sure that we get the talent in Tucson to win a championship. And you know, we got a quarterback in place. We got a strong receiver core. We got a strong DB core. And we're getting some more guys in here. And then now, we're looking for some defensive linemen. So we hope for, you know, we come in this tryout Saturday and find some more guys so we can sign.
Yeah. So let's talk about that since you can transition into that. Saturday you have a tryout and go ahead.
Yeah, we have tryout Saturday. Registration is at 8 o'clock, and we started up at right at 9. What we try to do with our trials is we have them because we know we it's some local talent in Tucson. You know, it's some guys that get after it in Tucson and play some real good football. So I know that was a way to get in the community and also find these guys, because the thing about it is in the IFL, when you get community guys that can play great football like a Cam Geddes and like a Robert Metz, you know, that does a great thing for us. But it get our community, you know, fan base, you know, get them going because they know these guys is on the field for us.
Yeah, I think, well, you mentioned two. I'm wondering if these two, and you probably have a little more, one or two, that they're kind of your PR guys too, because one, it shows that some guys can actually make it.
Right, of course. And that's what it's about. You know, it's not all about trying to go get guys that was all former NFL players and things like that. We're trying to find guys that need that shot, that need that second chance to get to the NFL. And you know, the best people to get is local, because guess what? When they come on the field with us, now they have a fan base of their own from their high school, from their college, you know, from their family, and they come to the game and see those guys play. And that's how our fan base gets a big where we want it to be.
Yes. You said 8-9. Where is it going to be at 1, and how much is the cost, or if there is one?
The cost is $80. And the cost is $80.
Okay.
And it's at the high school. I can't pronounce it. I have a hard time.
You're new to this place. Of course you can.
So I'm going to get to pronounce it for you in a second, but it's hard for me to pronounce it. So I have for you in a minute.
No problem. We'll find that out. Let me, I think that Kevin Guy has a little competition here now, because, you know, he has this reputation of winning titles and yada, yada, yada. You have a reputation of doing very, very well. Do you have a little advantage because guys want to play for a winner?
Of course, you know, and that's what it's about. You know, these guys, they want to go to the next level, and the NFL, CFL, and the XFL. So if by playing for a winner, that's how they get to the next level, because they know when they play for me, they're going to work hard at practice. They're going to study hard. They're going to focus up. Got to focus hard, and they know I'm going to hold them accountable. And those are the things that will get you to the next level.
It's funny because there's high school, there's college, there's the next level beyond you guys. I'm a firm believer that guys still want to be coached. You know, some guys, you know, they're young, they know it all, they don't want to be coached, blah, blah, blah. But at this level, they want to be coached because they're still a next level. You feel the same way?
Right. Yeah, and that's what it's about. Yeah, and I do. See, like what these guys want to bring to the table. You know, they've been, like I said, they've been to college. And, you know, but something happened where they couldn't get to that next level from college. So now, you know, they want to come to the IFL to show people that they rewrite all their wrongs on the field and off the field. So that's where my job come in, you know, so I can hold these guys accountable a little harder, because they know if they don't make it out the IFL, they're not going to make it. So they got to put everything they have into it, listen and understand it, so they can be successful in the IFL, so they can try to get a shot mm-hmm. on the next level.
Have you found that place? Have you found the venue yet, or no?
Yeah,
Pueblo High School.
There you go.
High School. Yeah. Okay. In more time, you're going to be able to say all these Spanish names.
I'm telling you, like, yes. I'm gonna be able to say every restaurant, every restaurant, Steve. I guarantee you.
Just watch your cholesterol. Just watch your cholesterol, Coach.
Before I go eat, I'm gonna give me a jog in. But I'm gonna try to hit every restaurant in Tucson.
They'll love
it. I know some good food out here.
Well, welcome to the economy. We need it. We need it. Go ahead and take your guys with you. No, that's great. So Pueblo, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, $80. You have a chance to be part of the Sugar Skulls program. And it's where? November now? You get started probably late January? When do you start?
Yeah, this year they moved the season back, so we'll probably start camp the first week of March.
Oh, really? When do you start then?
Yeah. So the first game, the schedule haven't came out yet, but it looked like the first game might be March 20th.
Okay, so about a week or two later.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What did they do on the back end? Did they shorten it or did they just extend it?
No, it's still the same. Okay. Well, one thing about starting late is it gives fan bases more time, because, you know, most of these cities, they're the high school state championships, the states, you know, basketball, and some people do wrestling. So by moving it back, you know, it puts it back behind that. So now you can have your fan base just concentrate on, you know, on indoor football.
Yeah, okay.
So I think it was a great move by the owners and the front office people in the league to do that.
Fantastic. Okay, fantastic. So glad to have you in town. You guys, you're going to really enjoy it. It's a great place, as you can already tell. This is the best time of the year. Don't tell. I guess tell people, because the people move here and blah, blah, blah. And they'll go to the game. But it is a great time.
Oh, most definitely. I can't wait. You know, I can't wait to get around the community and meet a lot more people. You know, that's what it's about. You know, I just want to, you know, get out and, you know, let people, because I know when people hear this show, when they see me, they're going to tease me about it. But they're going to teach me the same way. So I can't wait, man. You know, I want this community to know that I'm here. I'm a part of it. And I can't wait to be, you know, just have fun with all the people in Tucson.
Yeah, it's funny, because you're going to have to turn into like a mayor. You and Jake, you know, go out, shake hands, kiss babies, convince them to go watch you play.
Exactly. And then look, I'm two different people. So on the field, I'm this high energy guy, but off the field, I'm a cool, calm, collective guy. So that's why I say Tucson got to kind of come out and meet me, so they can understand both people.
Right. No, that's great. You know, good coaches are the tough ones. So good luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Steve. And thank you for having me on.
Yeah, we'll have you back regularly once we get going. So good luck. Enjoy the weather and go get some players.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Coach Wooten. That was from the Tucson Sugar Skulls. Thank you, Jay Gonzalez, for setting that up. We'll probably talk to them very often. In fact, as we go forward with some sponsorship, I think Brenda Baca. Brenda Baca will come back with her Arizona Housing Solutions Tucson Sugar Skulls show here, a coach's show, which was a great popular show here in the winter and the spring. So we'll talk. Thank you, Coach Wooten. It was a good show today, Tom.
I enjoyed it.
I even knew a little bit more about soccer, about hockey.
Yes, you did. Yes, you're soaking it up like a sponge.
Like a sponge, yes. Like an old sponge. You got to wring me out every now and a while.
Well, we don't want to let you dry out and become a hard old sponge.
That dry skin doesn't look good on me. A little moisturizer. Well,
so,
good show today.
What's up for tomorrow? Anything?
We're surviving. Tomorrow's just a wing it day.
Okay.
Because there's no really. We might talk a little about Illinois. I want to revisit that game we played, or we played. We saw back in 2006-ish, break some hearts here in Tucson. Remember that game? Arizona lost.
Yeah. They were looking good for the Final Four until Illinois stepped into the picture.
Yeah, 5 minutes left and it was over.
So we got to find out a little bit about this Illinois team they're going to be facing.
Yes, we got to go here. Thanks for handling me today, Tom.
Yes, sir.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow here on 1030 The Voice.